Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Music sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 till 2 p.m.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to another episode of Music sans frontières. Thanks very much to Gavin and Choco there, Billabong Beats. And yes, welcome to the airwaves, Choco. Standalone program. Excellent stuff. Excellent. Look forward to it, indeed. Alrighty. Next couple of hours of Music Sans Frontières. As usual, there's a good chance we'll be listening to music in various languages. And I've got specifically three guests today. I have Grace Barbie from the Seychelles, so there'll be a French Creole involved there. Nella Trifkovic from Sara Illuminata will be coming in. I'll be on the phone, and we might talk a little bit about Ladino and the show that they've got coming up at the Seafarers Mission. And later on we'll have Sophia Chapman from Vardos about their latest show happening. Yes, I'll let you know the details anyway, but it's there's going to be some brand new material they're going to do with that show, so that's pretty exciting for them and for us, of course. And, I'll be taking you around. I think probably there will be a bit of French in today's episode. There are just heaps of gigs coming up around the corner. I'll do my best to mention a handful of them today, but do your research, folks. There are a few good resources online. I'll just quick plug up to the Global Village, but yes, there's resources around for that. But the most important thing today, this week, and for the rest of February, is that it's a 3CR subscriber member month. So if you are not already a subscriber member to 3CR, and maybe even the Music Sans Frontières program, please give it a consideration. Give it a consideration because, yes, we are a music program, but we give voice to a lot of artists that are certainly not represented in the mainstream media, certainly in the main music charts indeed. And that's just the way it's got to be because otherwise they don't get to expand any further because you can only sing in the shower for so many times, I reckon. That's another story. But anyway, yes, so please consider, we do a lot of music programs here, specialist music programs. Get a lot of music coming in via the music coordinator as well, and it's all pretty exciting. But yes, there are specialist music programs here on 3CR, so consider being a subscriber member. It's really important because then you get a say in the running of the station. Yes, indeed. So go online, 3cr.org.au. /subscribe. The options are there. You could ring up a 9419 8377 if you want to speak to a real person today. Otherwise, there are online options for you. Anyway, I'm going to get into the music. More of that as the show progresses. A couple of weeks ago, I found out about the passing of that special character that made this place of Australia their home. Amazing Yidaki player, actor and everything, serious performer. I've never been able to say his name properly, Nyanawade Inmuri Waitari. And back in 2002, he released a record called Yidaki Meditation. And I think I remember I was at Chinabi, at the atrium there at Fed Square, and now with Carolyn Briggs' establishment when it was going. And he was playing there, and we bought the CD, and it must have been for my daughter's birthday because he left a message on it, so that was really nice. But I think I'd, in respect to a great Yidaki player, I'll play this piece from that recording, Spiritual Woonga Prayer. So here we go, folks. Starts off quiet.
Mandala, Biami, Nangara, Ngaligura, Bira Bira. We look at in a spirit woman. Wanjina Pabuna, Wanjina Mamali, Wanjina Kundal, Wanjina Buno. Yungumanga, what you order na bidiji. Amina, Ulagarena, you know, Yungoman Yangona, Mardagarena, Yungona Maranga. Yungala, what you order there? Winjala, and a Yungoman Yangona, Maragalina, Jadangalina, Panama Wound of Mulbera.
So that's a spiritual Woonga prayer, Gabi Gabi and Waka Waka language, riverboat dance, daily river people, traditional stuff from the Adaki meditation recording that came out way back in 2002 by Nyanyware Inmari Uwaitare. And apologies for mispronunciation language. But yeah, there you go. And he'll be going to see his ancestors up in the dreaming, as this particular recording said, mentioned. I'm going to get on to the wonderful release, Our Island, which is the Small Island Big Song Project. Absolutely special. Massive, massive job. The artwork and information on the booklet is extraordinary. And I'm just going to feature a couple of little pieces that will probably French Creole from Mauritius. Going to feature Vaitanu, who's Tahitian, and Luke, who is Tahitian French, and Emlyn, who is Mauritius. So there's going to be some more ambient sounds of on the shore in Bali. But this is two pieces, Maru and Sabon, which is translated as coal. So there's obviously stories involved with them.
Deep underwater in her womb, the ocean carries life. The ocean gives us the air we breathe. The tide plays the sound of peace when it's calm, power when it is angry. We have seen our lagoons dying day by day. Fishes, covers, all types of animals are disappearing. Beaches turning into just a childhood memory. Protect what is left. The ocean dies.
A stranded Japanese ship has already leaked tons upon tons of oil into otherwise pristine Indian Ocean waters.
Tout pèse à l'eau la place, c'est les yeux l'eau brisant. L'eau brisant là-bas, m'a l'air à peu annoncé. N'a pas tiègo les enfants, n'a pas vin zwe bo la mer.
Soe,
mare nor ape fane lo de lo. Ale organize, enfile entasse bagas kan la, ki pou fè a bara. Ki san a ki responsable, kan la natire a pénétri, un zilwa ki pepe le po kase. Alala batou la boyo, amen mare noir ayo, New Zealand danse. Alala batou la boyo, amen mare noir ayo, Salaba batou négrier, sabon. Beau la place,
J'ai cherché les réponses partout. J'ai suivi les routes pleines de trous. Je loue les textes des grands penseurs pour naviguer vers le bonheur. C'est l'heure pour moi de lever l'ancre, prendre la route soleil couchant.
And that is Baby Elulu. Been meaning to play a track from this for quite a few weeks now. That's from the album Toi. Yes, it is their third recording. And they are Abby Dobson and Lara Goodridge with a host of musicians doing some covers. But that one was an original composition by Amy. So La Ballade de la Mer. And that follows on I can't translate you the French, unfortunately, but it pretty much follows on from the two pieces beforehand from the Our Island recording from a Small Island Big Song project featuring French from Mauritius, Tahiti, in that French language the colonizers. Two pieces, Maru and Sabon, which translates as coal, and you heard a little bit of an introduction of what that was all about. So it's about all the islands, you know, suffering climate change much more than us living in the cities, folks. You know, the Indian and Pacific Oceans, great catastrophes are unfolding, unfortunately, let alone all the plastic in the water. And this project all talks about that. So it's pretty, pretty special indeed. So you can get it on Bandcamp. So when it's available, it may even be available now, or some of the singles. Do yourself the proverbial, folks. Okay, I'm going to keep it in the French vein. Very interesting, it's a kind word perhaps, but it's okay. Colourful, French performer from Marseille named Ratel C, and that's R-A-T-L with capital C. Got a recording called Les Pontes, and this is a tune. Amani, Aminima. Yeah, see what you reckon, folks. Ratel C.
Connaissance, politesse. Oui, je t'aime, ou détresse. Je ne serai plus tes clémentes. N'écris plus, j'ai ton imprimante. Je t'en prie. N'écris plus. N'écris plus. Pas de chair, un fond bizarre. Ton cœur bat-il, est-il amer? Un jeune homme plus sans somnifère. Étienne, Étienne, je suis aimé. Amina, Amina, Amina. Ne pleure. Solitaire, la lassitude ronge comme un ver. Je préfère douter. Je suis aimée. Amina. Mamie. On va pleurer à Gloria. Je suis seulement lui. Amina. De glace en spéculum. Garde-le. Garde-le. Vous êtes peut-être aimé au strict minimum, mais vous souriez dans vos albums pour vous passer un peu de bonne. Vous ferez des bouquets d'un creuset d'homme, puis supplie dans un fameux. Retenu un cadeau On l'a pleuré, c'est dans ses roms. L'adultère coule sous les choses. Voilà. L'adultère coule sous les choses. Plus retenu par un cadeau.
Here to stay.
Je regarde, je reproduis et j'en fais qu'à ma tête. Qu'est-ce que c'est de vivre, qu'est-ce que c'est d'être? Regarde autour de toi, y'a rien qui est prêt. Prépare-toi pas pour le meilleur, prépare-toi pas pour le pire. Vis le moment, présent, pose, respire. J'ai jamais vraiment kiffé lire, mes parcours, grandir, m'instruire, tout ça me fait jouir. Je me compare à d'autres, je me compare à mieux. Mon ego me parle comme si j'étais un dieu. J'ai appris et j'ai vite su que la vérité n'est là que pour faire fonctionner. Écoute ce son, on va te faire danser. Tu m'as empoisonné. J'ai vite compris le sens de nos pensées. Ego, ego, je t'entends faire écho. Au fond de moi, je continue de danser. Je grimpe, je sors de ce fossé. Grimper, grimper, on va tous en sortir. Ouvrez la porte, la chambre et pensez dans un monde qui respire. Laisse-toi aller, sors de ce bas-côté. Tu verras, les choses sont simples. Les choses sont très simples, tu pourras te remettre à danser.
Late night.
That is some new music that's come my way from an outfit called Cavalonero, and the single is called Seaweed, and they're based coming out of Amsterdam, folks. That is available on Bandcamp if you want to check it out in your own time. Just got released on the 11th of February, so that's brand new. Before that, we had the, did I say it was called Seaweed? Continuing on the water theme. And before that, we had the artist Ratel C. They've got some more other material up on Bandcamp as well, R-A-T-E-L, capital C. And that piece is called Amini, but in Latin it translates as Aminima, but the word in Latin means you are being loved, but the anagram of Amini, and that's a shout out to Viv Marlow, mm-hmm. She was great with anagrams, means that you're only loved a little bit, a minimum. Yes, interesting performer, Ratel C. And I should mention also with Baby at Lulu, they are doing gigs. Their record, Album Tra, which is their third record, was released back in 2020. Obviously, difficult time. Couldn't do a tour to release it or to celebrate it, but they are doing some gigs now, folks. They're going to be at the Palais Hepburn on Friday, 18th of Feb. I think that's even this week. Yes, 8 p.m. And then the following night at Memo Music Hall down there at Ackland Street, St Kilda, on Saturday, 19th of Feb. So do yourself the proverbial if you want to enjoy the celebration of this new record with them. Go ahead and check it out, folks. All right, I'm just going to be getting into the Grace Barbie interview. I'll go for about 21 minutes or so, talking about things and her performance at WOM Adelaide coming up in March. Yes, indeed. But I think I better give you intro with a message from Therese first.
Therese Virtue here from Music Sans Frontières. Subscribe to 3CR for music programs dominated by Australian artists, supporting Australian music making and lifting your day with glorious sound. 3CR is a membership-based organisation. We depend on our members' support. That's why we make it so easy to subscribe. Call 9419 8377 or go online to 3cr.org.au.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada. Okay, folks, I'm very pleased again to have this gig where I get to speak to artists all around the country and sometimes overseas, but in this case, it almost is another country over there in Fremantle, Western Australia. But on the line, I have Grace Barbie, who's going to be one of the guests on the amazing lineup that's happening at WIME Adelaide this year in March. But welcome to 3CR, Grace Barbie.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure all the time. And I probably should remind the listeners, apart from the fact that the last time I spoke to you was when you had a wonderful remix of your tune Afro Sega by Tony Allen, and that was an extraordinary story in itself back in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
Back in 2017. It seems.
Oh, yeah. That was an experience for sure.
Ah, it was a great story. But for the listener that doesn't know who Grace Barbie is, the short of it is your origins and cultural background is from the Seychelles. And maybe for the listener that's not aware of Grace Barbie, if you don't mind giving a little bit of a background of where you came from and quickly how you ended up coming to so-called Australia.
Sure. So I was born in the Seychelles Islands, an archipelago situated in the middle of the Indian Ocean, very tiny archipelago, about 40 degrees south of the equator off the east coast of Africa. So, yes, I left the Seychelles when I was 6 years old and came to Perth. My mother came to study. So I did my primary school years here in Perth, and then after she finished her degree, we went back to Seychelles. I was at the age of 12, and we stayed in Seychelles for 4 years. So I went to school there for about 4 years. And then we finally immigrated back to, we immigrated to Australia when I was 16, and I've been here since, although I've been back and forth between Perth and Seychelles. And growing up in Perth, I've been closely involved with the Seychelles community here, and I am still very much involved with the Seychelles community. So I've always kept very close contact and always been closely engaged with the small community here in Perth.
And I guess, well, for me, my personal thing is about maintaining culture, and if you have another language, is to maintain that language. But I guess for folks, what the story is with the Seychelles, specifically Creole, is a big part of your language. Can you sort of, just let the listener know how you've been able to maintain that language in a very distinctive place in Australia over there in Perth?
Yeah, so like I said, being closely involved with the community here has definitely helped. And I think it's really important. You know, my background is community engagement, community involvement. It always has been. And speaking Creole in the household with my mother, you know, it really, really helped. And going back to community again, I used to play in the Seychelles community band, and we sing a lot of the traditional songs in Creole in the community band. So I learned the traditional songs, the traditional dances. And by the way, the Creole language, our Creole language, is a dialect of the French language. Seychelles was colonized by the French. We were colonized by the English as well. So you find the islanders, our island nations speak French and English and Creole really well, fluently. So, and we carried this on in the Seychelles community here in Perth. And it really helped me to maintain and to preserve the language, sing it to the elders in the community, and performing some of those traditional Creole songs in my band, even to this very day, some of the songs would still represent and perform.
So your first record came out back in 2009, and so that pretty much started the role to let everybody know about that language and called Creole Daughter. And And I guess also it's curious about the mixture of the music that's been involved in the Seychelles and where it's come from and why it is so.
Yes, I mean, it is an interesting question in regards to the style of music that I do and why I'm doing it. I've been doing it all these years. It was very important for me to showcase Indian Ocean Island music to the wider community and to the world stages and international stages, because there's not many of us doing it. And majority of people don't really know about the music and the culture coming from that region,
sure.
you know? African music is so worldwide appreciated, celebrated, and known. Caribbean music is the same, you know. And Indian Ocean Island music hasn't really had the chance to showcase itself. So I saw that as an opportunity as an artist based here in Australia to showcase this and educate the wider audience about, you know, where I come from, which I'm very proud of, even though I grew up in Perth. But our music is so rich and so diverse, like the culture, and the rhythms are amazing. And all the islands in that region, Mauritius, Seychelles, Rodrigue Island, Reunion Island, Madagascar, we all share similar culture and rhythms and dance and food. So, and that's why I said, look, if I'm going to showcase anything, this would be the influence. This would be the foundation.
Yeah.
And anything else can come along. You know, I've been influenced by Afrobeat music. Also, you know, there's an element of pop and rock and reggae coming through.
Yep.
The influences, you can hear that in my music.
Definitely,
but,
definitely.
Ultimately, the rhythms are Indian Ocean Island influences.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as you said, and I guess with a festival like Rhyme Adelaide, we've been fortunate enough to have many musicians come from those particular places you've just mentioned, which is a big influence also as part of your music. So that's been pretty exciting as well. And and seeing all that happen. And, you know, I've been very fortunate to have gone to Zanzibar, but way before.
Oh, wow.
But way before Salty's Busara Festival was happening, which you visited as well. But
what an incredible festival.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a friend who's been, so that's pretty exciting for them. And I know Stani from PBS has done really well.
Oh, yeah, Stani.
Making people aware of that thing and the diversity of music out of Africa and the surrounding places. And, you know, like you've been doing your music and just recently, 2019 was your last record, which is called Fun, which is F-A-N-M.
Yes.
And I guess that was just part of the trajectory of where you've been going and, you know, having your language there and obviously singing English every now and then. And I guess it's a combination of the style of music where there is celebration, which is part of it, and there's also message and also self-esteem, hey?
Absolutely. And the representation of womanhood.
Yeah.
And, you know, the journey for me as a woman, not just as an artist and as a human being, but as a woman, you know, to get to this point of my career, 20 years, really.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been 20 years for me.
Sure.
Going back to Creole Daughter and now Farm, Creole Daughter is like my coming of, you know, age and being a young adult. And now woman is my, you know, representation of where I'm at now as a woman.
Yeah.
And also a celebration and representation of the contribution women have made over the years. You know, that was the message that was very important for me to convey on the album. And celebrating my grandmothers who have left, you know, this earth and what they passed on to the generations.
Yes.
And, you know, to celebrate that. And I feel women have made such an important contribution and
still do.
To this very day towards family, community and society.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's hugely important to pass on culture, having access to grandparents. I mean, it's massive. Unless, in my case, I've had the fortunate to go back to Europe, to Sicily, to visit family and hear stories that way. But having direct contact with grandparents is a whole different perspective away from your parents, as you know, as far as the educators.
It is, absolutely.
As far as the educators are concerned.
Yes.
Yeah, no, totally.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you ever feel ashamed? You do not deserve the pain. Do not put up with the blame. You went.
building your music over this time and finding musicians to work with has been obviously a little journey, I would imagine.
It has. I mean, we are now a three-piece
band,
and we have been like this for quite a few years now, coming from being a six-piece down to a five-piece and a four-piece and a three-piece.
Yeah.
It's been very interesting and wonderful in so many ways, you know, performing with different musicians. And finally, our core outfit is the three-piece, and it's very dynamic. People think you're three-piece. How do you create such a big sound and still, you know, you sound like a six-piece as a three-piece? And we had to be very careful about deciding to become, you know, mainly a three-piece act without compromising our sound, and we've been able to achieve that. So, and when we do bigger gigs, bigger shows, if we need to, then we can add dancers or percussionists. So we have the freedom to play around with that, but as a core act, we are a three-piece.
Excellent.
Really. It has been a very interesting journey over the years performing with the different musicians.
Yeah. And so do you think Wome Adelaide is a chance for you to expand that three-piece? if you don't want to get spoil a surprise, don't tell me.
There is a little bit of a surprise.
Okay, excellent.
I mean, we are navigating around, you know, touring and, you know, coming to Adelaide from WA and trying to navigate, you know, travel requirements, quarantining, all these things. It's a little bit trickier. You know, we are so excited to be back at Wome Adelaide. I can't believe it. I was checking when we performed there last, it was 2012.
Sure.
And that's 10 years.
Just for the people who haven't got their tickets yet, you'll be performing on the Saturday and the Monday, so there's a couple of chances, which is great. And look, I mean, the lineup is fantastic. I mean, we're lucky to, fingers crossed, we'll have some international artists, but the local lineup is world class, as you know.
Hey, I looked at the lineup, and this is, you know, it'll be unfortunate to not get enough international acts.
Sure.
But then I looked at the lineup of national and local acts. And it holds so much weight. There's some amazing artists performing this year at Adelaide.
Absolutely. Your music is available on Bandcamp online, which is fantastic, and I think it's very accessible that way. I mean, obviously you've got your own website for other information and social media and everything like that. But the most recent release, which came at a difficult time for me, that's why I missed it, came out in August 2020, which down here in the eastern part of Australia was a really terrible time when we all went into serious lockdown. But I was just curious, you decided to, how did that remix happen? I think it's, I love it. The reggae thing is obviously a big deal for me. Afrobeat is very significant as well. But then you decided to get a dub thing happening too. And I do particularly like the straight dub version too, with a fella called Charlie's Flats. What's the relationship there?
Oh, yeah. So Charlie's Flats is a duo of husband and wife.
Uh-huh.
And they've been around for a long time, and the wife is the bass player, and the husband is he's on the knobs. He's, you know, they both actually work really tightly together, and do, you know, with the mixers. I've watched them do it, and they do it live, and it's pretty amazing. So they approached us to work on a remix, and we thought, you know, they've got a great reputation here.
Okay.
They are professional, and what they do, what they create is pretty amazing.
Hmm.
So we thought, you know, let's do this. We'd love to, because we put this track on a 7-inch vinyl, and we needed a B-side as well. So it's perfect to have, you know, the dub remix on the B-side.
Absolutely.
And it's been well received. It's an RTRFM here in WA. It's
giving
a lot of spin. So, you know, for us, it's great to explore different ways of releasing music, which is what I'm excited about at the moment. I know things are challenging for a lot of artists, but it's very important for artists to stay creative in the process of hardship, because, you know, we just got to keep creating regardless of what's happening, still reaching out to our audience. And you know what? People who love your music and follow you will keep supporting. So we try to find ways and strategies of how are we going to make this work, how are we going to get the business going, and how do we release music in these times.
Indeed. Yeah, well, it has been really difficult and a lot of people still suffering, but I guess we've got the opportunity for some outdoor events, and I think Waimate's one of the premium outdoor events festivals in this country's had, and fingers crossed.
The park is just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, I mean, that's it. That's where I go every March. But look, it's really exciting that you're on the bill, Grace, and I know you're working hard. And just in closing, is there something else on the horizon for you music-wise?
Yes, definitely. I'm not going to give it away.
No, you don't have to. That's enough.
There's definitely new music coming out for 2022.
Ah, good on you.
And definitely been working on that last year.
Cool.
Excellent. Yes, definitely.
Grace. So look forward to catching you there at Waimate Adelaide on either the Saturday or the Monday. And all the best with the travel and your rehearsals.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate the fact that you sing in language and you're local and you mix up and you can let people know all about identity and the challenges that we have for people who want to remain bilingual in this country.
Oh, absolutely. It's really important to the generations to come,
Okay, Grace, thanks very much. Like I said, I'll see you at Waimate Adelaide, and all the best.
Thank you. See you at Waimate Adelaide. Thanks for having me.
Ciao.
Bye.
Yarra City Arts presents The Bandwagon, a new pop-up COVID-safe live entertainment venue at Condell Reserve this Sunday, February 20, from 6 to 8 p.m. Featuring punk rockers The Switches, who at age 13 will be playing their third public show, indie pop artist Ilka, who writes songs instead of getting therapy, and 16-year-old Cooper Jack, producer of indie pop beats. For all Yarra staycation events, visit yarracity.vic.gov.au/rediscover. Yarra City Arts is a 3CR supporter.
Indeed. Continuing on with the French language theme, there's an outfit, Sabretooth Swing, putting out a new record called Delta Bound out of New Orleans, folks. And I'll just give you a little introduction here. Well, yes, they provide an introduction, and I'll give you the piece La Chanson de Mardi Gras afterwards. And I'll soon get Nella Trifkovic on the line. But we'll continue with this French theme. And hope you enjoyed that interview with Grace Barbie. Apologies for the quality of the line, but sometimes that's the way it is. But anyway, this is the project Sabretooth Swing coming out of New Orleans. And see what you reckon, folks.
Historical production in the West is almost exclusively a written affair. History books are compiled from archives whose endless sheaves of papers are generally produced by institutions and figures of authority. The truth suffers many casualties in the process. History as we know it typically explains itself by way of the actions of great men and their consequences, in part as a way to find coherence out of chaos. But men of action rarely leave behind much indication of what was felt by those around them as they marched and bayoneted their way through time. Their stories are trapped between the bounds of cause and effect. Music, on the other hand, knows no such limitations. Its creation is always marked by the moment and place in which it was made, but songs move more freely in time. As a music tradition travels and evolves, its texture is the sum of all it has been before. A drumbeat comes from West Africa to the Caribbean, where it is combined with instruments from Spain and used to describe a life very different from anything experienced on either continent. Living testimonials, these melodies allow their listeners to perceive history through the senses instead of the mind.
This is 3CR.
Yes, indeed. Very interesting stuff there. That is the artist, Jimmy Owusu. Imi Owusu. Brand new single called Mantra. It's available on Bandcamp also, but they're based on the Surf Coast with Ghanaian heritage. And I think all the way during lockdown and everything, they were just hanging out on the coast there. So. Yes, Imi Owusu. Remember, I'll have this playlist up on the 3CR webpage for the Music Sans Frontiers page, 3cr.org.au/Music Sans Frontiers. And I'll also post it up on the Facebook page for the program Music Sans Frontiers so you can do your further research. Before Imi Owosu, we had Larry Maluma, brand new record. It's called Justice, massive project indeed. And Larry's done lots of recordings over the years, but he had a serious illness, but he overcome it with some great intervention from the medical profession. But yes, Larry Maluma, brand new record, Justice, released just this year. And that was the track Lekabuza, Stop Lies. And it follows on from the project from New Orleans, Sabretooth Swing, from an upcoming record called Delta Bound. That is very interesting indeed. And yeah, you heard the introduction there and a track called La Chanson de Mardi Gras. But on the line at the moment now, someone who can speak much better French than me, Nella Trifkovic from Sare Illuminato. Welcome to Music Sans Frontiers, Nella.
Thank you very much. I don't know how much I can contribute in the French department. It's one of the languages where I can't possibly, but...
but I don't know. When I've heard you say it, you know how to say those French words, good. Maybe when you can reading it is good, let alone saying it orally. Anyway, we digress. But look, thanks for joining me today, and yeah, great friends of Music Sans Frontiers and the Boîte. But you've got a particular, and Sare Illuminato has been working hard doing things online over the last couple of years and making the most of the opportunities, which has been very exciting. But specifically, you've got a piece coming up which is called Beyond Doomsday, but it features a dancer, Israel Aloni. That's happening this Sunday, 20th of February, from 5 to 6 p.m. over down there at the Seafarers Mission. Give us a little bit of a rundown, if you don't mind, Nella.
Sure. Well, I think the title is somewhat self-evident. I'm not sure if we're out of Doomsday just yet.
Correct.
But this work is a new kind of reimagining in a different space. So the work that we presented with Israel Aloni some time ago, or we presented a version of our collaboration with Israel Aloni about 7-8 months ago at the Melbourne Recite Centre. And that was really a debut into our collaboration. And we've picked it up just after Doomsday. Israel went through, you know, through great obstacles to join us, to arrive from Sweden to Australia. only been here, you know, for 2.5 weeks, and is only here for about 2 more weeks, specifically to work with Sare Illuminato. So I feel incredibly grateful. Wow. And we are reimagining aspects of this work in the main hall of the mission to seafarers. And one of the things that really inspired me when we were making the work, I mean, our collaboration with Israel is very special. You know, we play Sevdah and Sephardic music, and we give it our contemporary diasporic spin, but also consult some of the traditional materials and the traditional performance practices, but we don't draw exclusively on one performance practice. You know, our performance practice sort of is a collage that it draws from the musicians that are in the ensemble. And something very similar that developed with Israel and I in our friendship was that Israel also has Sephardic heritage, but their thing has been in particular kind of exploring their heritage through the lens of, you know, starting with contemporary dance, which is their area of expertise and training, and exploring how to sort of, not regress, but how to look inwardly and examine heritage through the practices that you have. So we're a very good match when it comes to this contemporary diasporic reimagining of heritages. You know, in my case, it's very tangible and it's something that I remember. You know, in cases of people like Israel Aloni, who were born and raised in Israel, you know, really with stories of their parents' heritages and stories through the grandparents, but not too many visits, you know, not too many instances of life like what I've had, actually, life in the motherland on the ground. So we all really move in the dream realm, which is something that artists move in anyway. And then we have this new dream realm of being out of Melbourne lockdowns, finally, and being in new spaces and even being a little bit phobic and rusty after the years that we've had. So, yeah. Like, you know, for the people that have seen the Facebook event, even like the collage that we've used for the graphic artwork and my work with Omedin Junic, who is a fabulous Bosnian visual artist that I often collaborate with, that image shows, you know, the people of Sarajevo in the background. There's a collage of us juxtaposed amongst the people of Sarajevo. It's a bit like Sgt. Pepper's album cover by the Beatles, that iconic yes, thing. And it was like people coming out after crisis, or after one of the viral breakouts in the 70s, or after this war now. And that's really what I was inspired by, is that first gasp of air after some kind of doomsday. How do artists, you know, take that first breath of air? So we're playing in a very interesting, very idiosyncratic room. We're exploring the stage in a really, I won't give away.
No.
You know, all that. We're exploring the stage and spatial organization in an interesting way. I'm kind of trying to take it all as a prompt and a possibility.
Yeah, so can
yeah,
I? You know, that's okay. Is it in the dome, or you don't want to say that much?
No, I do want to. It's in the main hall. It's not in the dome. It's actually in the main hall, in the kind of nautical room, you know. But there are lots of things to consider: the size of that room, the audience, you know, the distance, how much audience can we have, where can we be, all of that. And what I was a little bit inspired by, I mean, it's a very particular example, but I was inspired by seeing a lot of stuff happening in Sarajevo shortly after the war, and even the first post-war years, going and seeing concerts, but all, you know, seeing street art, also experiencing concerts and experiencing, you know, this is a different type of disaster, but the city was or wasn't fixed, and some of the city to this day isn't fixed. And people just were more courageous and less precious. But artists were out there, artisting, as my mother would say. Artists will be artisting. And so for me, all of that was being captured in, you know, it's quite early in the year. A lot of people aren't even necessarily playing back. A lot of people are doing 5 gigs a week.
Yeah,
and giving it their all of that is in the mix.
Absolutely, that's what's been happening, and I'm already finding it difficult to go to see everything I want to go and see. But it is tricky. But there's also lots, as you said, a lot of people aren't going out yet too. The artists are doing stuff, exactly, but a lot of people still are reluctant unless it's a spatial environment.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's all right. Hey, so it's this Sunday, 20th of February, and you get tickets through Eventbrite. Are you doing walk-ins just in case people decide at the last minute on Sunday, if there's tickets, or what the story is?
We will do some limited amount of walking. So tickets, it's basically through finding Beyond Doomsday event on Eventbrite. You can go on our Facebook and find it.
Yeah.
Sarai Luminado featuring Israel Aloni, or just look for Beyond Doomsday. It can be attended live. It is limited capacity.
Sure.
We were hoping to still have space for walk-ins. There's certainly still space to purchase tickets to attend right now.
Yeah.
But also we will be streaming this event,
and
people can watch it. It's at 5 o'clock on Sunday the 20th. It will be streamed then, and the stream will be available until the 27th for a week after the show. So if that's a more comfortable medium, you know, you can have actual or virtual Doomsday.
Yes, indeed. That's if you want to go in real life, it's 717 Flinders Street. It's an amazing location there. It's an incredible building too that survived an incredible time and development all around it. But the repertoire of Sarai Luminado obviously is going to be in the show, and we're going to play the tune Mi Corazon, My Heart, which is a Ladino piece from your main full-length recording, Nightingales in the Rose Garden. And just quickly, have you been mucking around with some new material, Nella?
We have definitely been mucking around with some new material and with some new ways of dealing with material.
Excellent. So there. So that's more enticement to go and check out this show and support some really special cultural things. And it's pretty much what you've been saying, Inello. I was having a yarn to Grace Barbie earlier on about that and some of the other material I've chosen to play on today's program. So, and that'll continue with the Vados trio as well, with what they're trying to do with their music. So thanks very much for doing your art. Really appreciate it, Nella. And I look forward to checking out this performance on Sunday down there.
Thank you very much for talking to me, Joe, and I look forward to seeing you in the show, or you seeing the show, whatever way suits you. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. No, we'll be there in real life. Thanks very much, Nella. All the best, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, ciao.
Bye.
Hey there, this is Nella, the singer of Sarà Illuminato, and you're listening to 3CR 855 AM, and you're listening to Musique Sans Frontières.
Thank you.
Become a 3CR subscriber today. Go to 3cr.org.au/subscribe or call the station on 03 9419 8377. Be a part of your community radio station.
La salta un muro, no chipa manine levo sem pagar. Xuinga bombom e chocolate, pipoca doce, encheu o bolso pra não voltar. Doce no bairro é moeda de troca. Vendo um brinquedo, rendo uma volta na bicicleta do seu ele lá. Não sei se vai dar. Oh, oh, yeah. Puto brilha quando faz. Carrinho de roda pra girar vai ganhar quem é mais veloz. Perícia de vara para o círculo não cair. Só dá uma falala. Vem calção, tá descalço, joga a bola de trapo, vai imitar Bruce Lee, é o campeão do barraco. Puto Reguila dispara piada, racha um amigo e até uma dala, se não fugir bem pra longe daqui. Vai apanhar. Oh, essa malandragem cresce em esperteza pra enfrentar só dureza. Enfrenta o mundo como ele é.
tens de vingar o pé. Vem calção, dá descasso, joga a bola de trapo. Vai imitar pro Siri, é o campeão do barraco. Fui aprendendo a analisar, só ter onde buscar. Sabedoria é pra nós. Seus sentimentos são meu bairro, são com quem mudou. Sou um instinto, sou uma voz.
Thank you.
All right. We've just got a cartload of cabbages coming past here at the in the studio. You're listening to Vados from the Palazzo Party's record. But I'll just give you the back announce of the tunes I was playing before that. We just listened to an outfit called Skin Shape from a up-and-coming record called Umoja, U-M-O-J-A. That's a tune called Sua Alma, remixed by a couple of artists, Manny Talvez and Leia, I think that's how you call it. And that's available on Bandcamp. It's going to be released on 25th of the 2nd. And what else? Yeah. So they're from based in UK and Portugal. Before that, we had the artist Milton Gulli from Lisbon, Portugal, from up-and-coming record called Quotidiano. That's going to be available from April this year. And that tune was called Puto, so based originally from Mozambique. So there. And before that, we had Israeli or with Jewish heritage, Sara Oreste from the amazing project called Monastir, available on Bandcamp also, about a town in North Macedonia that was almost obliterated during the Holocaust. Exists under a different name now, but Sara is based in the USA, Massachusetts, and amazing project. But that was a Ladino song, Espinello, but I implore you to check that out further because there's lots of information about that project. And before that, we had Sara Illuminato from the Nightingales in the Rose Garden record of 2015, Mi Corazon, My Heart. And like I said, at the moment, you're listening to some Vardos. But on the line, I have Sofia and Alana, I believe, from Vardos Trio. Welcome to Music, Science, Frontiers and 3CR.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Good. It was nice to see you performing like buskers down at that concrete jungle, which is known as Docklands. And you were working hard. It was really nice there on the street and people walking past and being embarrassed or joining into the frivolity. So that was really nice to just catch that on I think it was on Saturday night there, down there, part of the drone festival.
Yeah, that was fun. And it was great to do some outdoor. It was actually wonderful to play and also do some outdoor things that people would come along to. And
Good.
And some people going past, as you say, would join in and show off, dance or whatever. And, it was just
Indeed. But you've been working hard anyway, I'd imagine, during the last, a couple of years almost, doing things and writing things and making the most of technology as Nella has with Sara Illuminato and other outfits. But you've got another show coming up. You don't stop. This one's called A Window into Every Village. It's going to be over there at the in the nice intimate surrounds of the salon down there at the recital centre. But it's interesting because you have been, well, maybe I should just let you tell me what the story is going to be about.
Be good to get Alana on the line because the whole concept of this window into every village and using this influential song of La Combo, that was, it was all Alana's concept, so I thought it would be good if she could elaborate on that.
Yeah, well, I guess, so we've spent a lot of time basically in Hungary and Romania studying the folk and Roma Gypsy music of both of those countries in quite a lot of detail.
Mm.
And I guess a lot of our trips involve, like, going to certain areas that we haven't been to or new villages and really kind of hunkering down on a style that is unique to that, like, sometimes just a 15K area around a certain village and just focusing on that for a while. And in that we tend to learn a certain amount of songs. And I guess what you notice when you're kind of making this ethnographic kind of musical study is that there are songs that are folk songs that are very, very popular that go from one village to another and are used everywhere, and maybe the words are a little bit different, and also tunes that are used in every village.
Mm.
And this particular tune and words that go with it are particularly it's one, like, it's popular in every single village. And after learning a few different ways of and unique styles of playing that, we decided to kind of make a comparison study of all the different ways and variations on this particular song. So that's basically what this is a very in-depth look at how one song and a set of words can be put out there.
Yeah. Did you mention the name of the song? Because I actually looked it up because I did. It was, what's it, a Blacomba best? I mean, I can't say it properly.
Blacomba. So yeah. Oblock, and oblock is a window. Oblacom is my window. Yeah. Oblacomba is in my window.
Yeah.
And the hold is the moon. So the moonshine is coming through my window, or the moon is shining through my window.
Yeah.
And throughout all the different variations on lyrics that we've found, there seems to be this common thread of the moonlight shining through the window, my lover is combing the hair in the... But then this, it tends to go sour after that. Usually it's like, I've been left, or I'm also combing my hair, and this means that... that I'm on my own now. And Lana was wondering whether that lyric meant that they were sort of zhuzhing themselves up because they're available now so they can pick up someone else. But but we thought, as a relief from having that very same melody all the time, we found also some other melodies that have the same words. So there will be some other melodies. And we also thought we'd throw in a couple of sort of related things thematically that are from different places. So we've put in a Bosnian song and a Russian song. So... so, yeah, there'll be a little bit of Bartok as well, and there'll be a little bit of a Romani kind of voice percussion sort of stuff, and a few different instruments. So I'll be doing violin. I'll be multitasking on accordion, viola, hurdy-gurdy, that yes. cranking, buzzing thing,
yes.
which will be fun.
Yeah, well, that's already giving a hint that you've put in a number of releases, and the most recent one is Palazzo Party, which I'll be playing another tune from. But you have been delving into new material, so it's going to be a real treat also for listeners to go there to check out this performance, because there's going to be lots of other different things that people have not seen Vardos perform before. So that's really exciting, and thank you for that.
Releases. So we have had a more recent release, and related to what you're saying before about lockdown projects and diversifying and everything, we did release a radio play in 2020.
Yes, exactly.
So people can also look at that. You can look at it.
Well, you can
listen to it.
You look at it with your imagination.
Yeah, if you look at it, it might make you curious to listen to it.
Yeah.
And we should actually publish the written version too as well, so that people who cannot access it by listening to it can read it.
Yeah,
but in that, they have a lot of musical tracks as well as the script.
Yeah.
But, yes, so this Friday there will be some world premieres of some of the things that we're playing that we've never played. Well, we've been practising them a lot, but that have not made it into the public realm yet.
That's right. So it's going to be the Primrose Potter Salon, Melbourne Recital Centre, Friday the 18th, 7 p.m. I think the moonlight will still be out because it is a full moon. It's waxing at the moment. It'll be a full moon sometime through the hours of Thursday. So
that's right.
There you go.
So I was looking up the moon cycles as a sort of, you know, to make a little bit of a promotional thing and comment on each cycle.
Yeah.
And I found that there are all these details, like there's a worm moon or a snow moon.
Correct.
I think Thursday is called a snow moon. So, yeah, it's quite fascinating. And throughout the year, there are different names for all of the moons, which I guess relate to different times of year and when things are happening, although some of them are probably named for the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth, definitely.
Like there is snow.
Yeah, there's plenty of snow in the Northern Hemisphere at the moment. I've got cousins skiing in the mountains of Sicily, and there's plenty of snow there. So, yeah. Oh, well, that's great. Thanks
anyway,
so much.
I've been hugging the phone. Maybe Lana's got something.
No, yeah, sure, Lana. Absolutely. Were we going to go to Transylvania at any stage or what?
Yes. Well, a lot of these studies and the pieces that we're playing are actually going to be from Transylvania and from learning from our previous trips.
Mm.
And, yes, we do want to go again, but I don't know if now is the right time.
No. I know the feeling. I've been meaning to go for a few years with my partner, and we've been getting invitations, but... Yes, I think we might just have to use our imagination and listen to the music of Vardos, which will be fine.
Yeah, well, we were programmed actually to go in the year of the
2020.
So we're held out now. So we'll see what happens in the future.
That's all good. Excellent. So I guess folks can go to the Recital Centre website for their events to do that. Are they letting us do any walk-ins there, just in case?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think tickets have been selling well, but there should still be some at the door, I would think.
I guess if you're interested.
Just get there a little early to make sure.
Yeah, 6:30 or something. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, thanks for making yourselves available. And
that's all right.
You're doing good work. What can I say?
Thank you.
It's exciting for me. For me, I'm not a musician, so it's great to see you do what you do, and under difficult circumstances sometimes. But the passion is definitely there, and that's what I'm very grateful for. And this town should be extraordinarily grateful, I reckon, and I think most people are. Hopefully, they'll get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks. Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm just going to, as a request, play the piece Lino Liano, and can you tell me why you selected that one?
Well, it's a bit of a rah-rah-rah kind of one to finish, as people hear, and it's one of those ones which doesn't relate to the lyrics of Oblak Omba, as in the Hungarian lyrics, it's a Romanian song, but it's saying, from the town hall up the road, all the lights are out. It's like all the lights are out all around except at my lover's house. The light is shining like a star from there. So it's sort of the opposite. The moonlight isn't shining in. The light and that influence and the thoughts of that person are kind of emanating from their house.
Wow, there you go. Beautiful. That's why I get you to say the story. Hey, thank you to both of you, and all the best for the show, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye. Kina la mangale lino lano, nicho dina la kukare lino lano. Colorate trec țigani, o țiganca fără fi și aduna banii, alșane de-ntoare cu ghiocul, să găcească unei fete manorocul. Un țigan cântă cu popii propie oara, cerere țigan să încinse la sub soara. Pe țiganii trec, se duc și pe trec. La 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 la
cine de drum a aprins focul și în jurul focului au încins jocul. Noapte e cu lună plină fermecată, seara de țigan nu uiți niciodată. Hai pasca, iată, vă reliniștiți, ia țiganii când ești sunt fericiți. Trec țiganii, trec, se duc și petrec.
Carlo Muratori from Siracusa, Sicilia, the island center of in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. Here, and you are listening to 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM. Please support Community Radio. Subscribe or donate whatever money you can afford. Thank you.
Yes, yes, mi hermano. Yo soy loco del barrio. Super Connection. Big Connection. Sicilia, Argentina, Colombia, Mezcal Project, Chesudaka, One Love. Ese es para mi gente, un sonido rebelde, internacional, revolucionario.
Los ojos, donde debemos mirar, desde su humilde presente, su llanto nos va a mostrar lo que es importante y lo que no será.
Llega un alma.
Agradecer sin poder explicar cuando te veo reír, cuando te veo llorar. Acompaña y baila con mi soledad. Es un sueño y un deseo que se hizo realidad. Todo lo que ves es nuevo para ti y siento en mi corazón nuevas ganas de vivir. Creía y sería un maestro para ti, pero en realidad tú me enseñas a mí.
Llega un alma.
Y sinceridad enseña a los niños cada día sin cesar. Con pocas palabras nos van a comunicar
otros viven simplemente buscan la felicidad. Me inunda el alma de amor, me inunda el pecho de alegría. No se puede explicar con palabras, se demuestra todos los días.
Yes, as we get into a Tarantella Siciliana from local group Sanacori from their debut record, available on Bandcamp. You can see Sanacori this weekend down at Frankston. Yes, indeed. Part of the, what's it called, the Waterfront Festival down there. You can see Sanacori on Saturday from 2 p.m, 19th of Feb. But also, Murga Madre is happening as part of the Ventana Festival down there at Frankston. Also, I believe it's on Monday, so it'll be a lunchtime thing, which is interesting. But you can check that out, the Waterfront Festival. And that's also because the tune you heard before then from Ja Cesar, Metzel Project and Che Sodaka, a single available Bandcamp that came out in 2017, La Murga de los Niños. There you go, folks. And yes, plenty of gigs to go to check out. Do yourself the proverbial. There's a project called Forest Collective happening at Abbotsford Convent on the 24th or 26th of February. Check that one out. Little known or heard before ensemble of musicians coming from different parts of the planet. So check that one out indeed. Also, Comet Boots Beat are doing their Musa tour February, March, which also includes Wim Adelaide. The Meaty Point series, yes, that's pretty wild over there at Malthouse Becca Theatre on Saturday as well, if that's your thing. Greek Fringe doing local things, Erinaki Project at Open Studio on Friday the 25th. Queen of Hearts Mariachi doing a retreat in March, playing at at the Retreat Hotel in March, doing a residency there. So any other information, go to theboite.com.au. And remember, folks, remember, 3CR relies on support of our listeners. That's you, to keep going. We're not a not-for-profit community radio license holder. And a strong subscriber base is vital to our financial independence. Thanks for listening. I've been your host, John Malagi, for the last 2 hours. Therese will be with you next week, and I'll be back in a fortnight's time with some more interviews, Wim Adelaide related tunes perhaps. So if you're bilingual, keep practicing your language, folks.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.